A bad conscience.
Sylvia Miller, a poor farm worker from the English West Country, was visiting a cousin in Reading, 60 kilometres west of London. In the town's best department store, having spent half an hour looking at sheets and blankets, she chose three blankets and took them to a shop assistant. The girl, who was talking to one of her colleagues, hardly looked at Sylvia. She just took the money, slipped the blankets into a bag, and handed the bag to Sylvia with her change. After being given her parcel, Sylvia held it under her arm while she put the change into her purse. For a brief moment, she seemed to hesitate. Then, holding her parcel firmly, she turned away and walked out of the shop. That evening, after having been charged for just one of her three blankets, Sylvia had travelled back to Bodmin, 280 kilometres away. 38 years later, Sylvia's conscience was still troubling her. Although the blankets had never been very good quality, and indeed they had become quite thin after being used for nearly 40 years, Sylvia's face still burned with embarrassment every time she saw them. She could not forget her dishonesty. Sylvia was 77 last week. Just before her birthday, she travelled up to Reading, back to Jackson's department store. She explained to the manager why she had come. The blankets had been £3 each. She had come to pay her debt. The young man accepted the £6 she owed, and he charged her £14 interest on the debt.